Now, friends, we come to the second chapter of the book of Proverbs, and I trust by now that you understand that the book of Proverbs, it's not a haphazard book at all. It tells a story, and it's a connected story. We have the challenge given to a young man that he be a wise young man. He'll hear. He'll increase his learning. And that he is to start out in the home to learn from his father and his mother. And that the very basic lesson, in fact, it will be the one he gets in kindergarten. And then when he gets his Ph.D. degree, why, it'll be good for him there. And that is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, the way we find out about the Lord is in his word. Now, there are a great many people are going to say that, after all, you have to be a very intelligent person. You must have a very high IQ in order to understand the Word of God. Well, friends, nothing is farther from the truth than that. God does not say that that's the thing that is essential at all. But he does make it clear now in the second chapter, as this young man starts out, that if he is to know the will and word of God, it's going to mean that he'll have to study. And therefore, he just can't dilly-dally, and he can't pick daisies along the highway of life. He must apply his heart unto wisdom, and therefore he must study the word of God. Now, I want you to notice what he says here at the very beginning, how again and again and again he comes at this, speaking to this young man. Now, this is very important to see. He says here, verse 1, my son. And we have said that this is advice given to a young man. Starts out a little boy in the home. He grows up now and he's out facing life. And he's given this advice by some wise person along the way. Apparently, this was maybe his first lesson in school. I don't think he'd learn it today, but this is a lesson you could learn in school. Here it is, my son, if thou wilt receive my sayings. Now notice, the sayings of God are to be received. Now notice the next, and lay up my commandments with thee. Now that word lay up actually means hidden. Hide my commandments with thee. Lay them up. Store them up. Put them where you put your valuables. I know a man that goes to his safety deposit box. They tell me regularly, that is once a week, just to count what he's got there. He loves to go over his wealth. He stored up bonds there, I guess, and stock, and he just likes to go and look it over. And I know a lady that she has quite a bit of jewelry. And she likes to take it out, and I think more than once a week, and look at it. She keeps it stored up. Now, the Word of God is to be laid up, or stored up, or hidden away like this. Lay up my commandments with thee.